welcome to the Door of Life Church podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world and believers, to teach them how to walk in victory, and to help them find and fulfill God's plan for their life. If you have any comments about today's podcast, please contact us through our website at dooroflife.org. Door of Life Church, where faith meets real life.
Good morning. As you're making your way back, I'm a little technologically challenged. So bear with me as I get passionate and then I forget to click and so whatever. So bear with me. About a month ago, Pastor Ed asked me to fill in for him today, and I remember at the time I was thinking, I know exactly what I'm going to talk about. And, you know, I always do that. And then, let's say midweek this week, that went poof, gone. Okay, we're on to something different. In the last couple of weeks, we have had some amazing testimonies up here. We've had an amazing evangelist, Pete, Maddie, Mona, coming here back from the mission field and Myanmar and just giving incredible testimonies about what they experienced over there, how they blessed others, and how they were incredibly blessed in return. And, you know, it's all about sharing the love of Jesus. Last week, it was evangelist Bob Lenz, and has an incredible heart for the youth, just wanting that freedom that Jesus' love can bring, and, just really promoting us, challenging us to that great commission. Well, setting that aside for just a minute, it does tie in with what I want to talk about today. Midweek this week, in one of my classes, I had to listen to a very short video by Graham Cook. And he had this to say: what you think about God is the most important thing in the world. You will never have a more important thought in your life than that. Simple, but let me just repeat that. What you think about God is the most important thing in the world. You will never have a more important thought in your life than that. Why? Because it affects every part of our being. What you think about God, what you believe about God, and I'm not even talking about head knowledge here. I'm talking about what's in your heart. What do you feel in your heart? What are you thinking about? What's your heart telling you? What's your spirit telling you as you are thinking about God? Okay, that's going to affect every part of our being, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. It affects how we love others. It affects how we receive love. It affects how we trust others. It affects how others can trust us. It affects every part of our being. And so as we're challenged with the Great Commission, as we're challenged that we just have this beautiful God that we just want others to know about, what I want to talk about today is just what exactly do you know about the Lord? And I'm going to share the journey I had with the Lord this week, but I trust that as this progresses, you know, Pastor Ed always talks about there's two messages going on a Sunday morning. There's the one that comes from the pulpit, and there's the one that's going on in your heart. And so I am trusting the Holy Spirit. I am trusting to Jesus to just speak to your heart this morning throughout this message. Because as I pondered this, I went to the Lord and I said, okay, so what do I think about you? And that's the last question I really got to ask, because he started asking the questions. And I don't mean audibly, but I sensed it in my spirit, you know, that gut thing. You know, he had a few things to ask me. Carla, what do you believe about me? Who am I to you? Oh yeah, I know, I'm the great I am. But what comes to mind when you think of me? So what do you believe about me? And first off, you know, what came to mind was Isaiah 9:6, except this is kind of paraphrased in my words. I just looked at him in my spirit, and I just said, Lord, You're wonderful. I just said you are wonderful. You're my counselor. You're my mighty God. You're my everlasting Father. You are my Prince of Peace. But then I thought of the words coming out of Exodus 34. Again, my paraphrase. You are merciful. You are gracious. You are long-suffering. You are abounding in goodness and truth. You are love. And as I thought of that, there's a song that Jesus Culture sings. It's called Unstoppable Love. And there's a particular refrain in there that we sing that song here, and it just rose up in me. And that just that small little section of the song says, no sin, no shame, no past, no pain can separate me from your love. No height, no depth, no fear, no death can separate me from your love. You are love. You are merciful. You are gracious. You are kind. And again, as I was thinking of these things, you know, I wanted to go to Scripture. I wanted to back it up just in my own spirit. You know, as I'm thinking on these things, what does Scripture have to say about what I'm thinking? And it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, our sins, made us alive together with Christ, raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourselves, not of what I do. It's just a gift. It's a gift of God. I went on, Lord, you're faithful. And I think I might have skipped. Anyway, the Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Then it was, you are generous, and my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You are hope. You are joy. You are my strength. And with that came the verses, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Lord, you're funny. You have a great sense of humor. I love to laugh. Thank you for providing that. You are beautiful beyond description. I stand in awe of you. You build me up. You stir me up. You cheer me up. When you correct me, when you show me the right way, you do not use the voice of guilt. You do not use the voice of shame. You do not use the voice of condemnation. Because there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. I loved that we sang, you are a good, good Father this morning, because those are the very next words as I wrote, you are a good, good God. You are a good, good Father. Then he had some more questions. So Carla, do you still believe all these things of me when things are not going well? Do you still believe all these things of me when tragedy strikes, when heartache overtakes you, when illness overwhelms your body? You know, Carla, I'm more than you think I am. And you know, interestingly enough, of course, what came to mind is for anybody that, is a Danny Gokey fan, He has a song by the very same name, and I just want to read the lyrics very quickly here. You always think I'm somewhere on a mountaintop, but never think behind bars. You'd be amazed the places that I'd go to be with you, where you are. So forget what you've heard, what you think that you know. There's a lot about me that's never been told. I'm more than you dreamed, more than you understand. Your days and your times were destined for our dance. I catch all your tears, burn your name on my heart. Be still and trust my plan. I'm more than you think I am, more than you think I am. Rumor has it there's a gavel in my hand. I'm only here to condemn. But let me tell you secrets that you would have never known. I think of you as my best friend. So much has been said, even doubted my name. But I'm showing you now who I really am. Let me open your eyes to see the heart of me differently. Come closer than you've ever been. Let me in like never before. Bring me every broken part, the wounds and the scars of who you are, and hide in me, and you will see. I'm more than you dreamed, more than you understand. Your days and your times were destined for our dance. I catch all your tears, burn your name on my heart. Be still and trust my plan. I'm more than you think I am, more than you think I am. So with that was the next question. Do you trust me? Do you trust me in the good times and in the bad? Do you trust that I'm working on your behalf, even when things in the natural are not looking so good? Do you trust me with every part of your being? Do you trust me with your life? Do you trust me for your every breath? Do you trust me with your past? Do you trust me enough to let me help you let go of your past? Do you trust me to answer every one of your prayers? Do you trust me when the answers seem to be delayed? Do you trust my answers to your prayers? Do you trust me? This is probably one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible because it's so comforting. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. The next question, will you partner with me? Carla, will you partner with me for your freedom? Will you partner with me for the freedom of others? And again, it just happens to be, you know, I really do like other music besides Danny Gokey, but he seems to be the theme of the day here. Danny Gokey is a Christian singer that you may be familiar with him back in, I think it was 2008. He was the third runner-up on American Idol. And the incredible loss, though, was that a month prior to him appearing was that he had lost his wife. His wife had passed away, complications of a congenital heart disease. Went on anyway. You know, how can you even imagine that kind of pain? Fast forward 4 years, okay, he got remarried And in fact, when I was on the internet this week, I see where they are actually expecting their third child. It's a beautiful story. But he sings a song that's called "Tell Your Heart to Beat Again." And while his story is part of that story, the real underlying inspiration for that story is absolutely beautiful. But first I want to share the lyrics, and then I want to share the story behind the lyrics. And the lyrics are, "You're shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in 1,000 pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never going to get back to the you that used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. Tell your heart to beat again. Beginning. Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up. Take step one. Leave the darkness. Feel the sun. Because your story's far from over and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. Tell your heart to beat again. Let every heartbreak and every scar be a picture that reminds you who has carried you this far. Because love sees farther than you ever could. In this moment, heaven's working everything for your good. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. Tell your heart to beat again. Your heart to beat again." Well, the story behind the song is actually recorded. You can look it up on YouTube. You can look it up on GodTube. Here's what Danny Gokey has to say, and I almost wrote it down verbatim from what he said. He said that there was a pastor in Ohio who actually had a heart surgeon who went to his church. Well, the pastor was very interested. He wanted to actually witness a heart surgery. Well, permission granted, he was able to go in and witness a heart surgery. Well, you can imagine, it was a woman. They cut open her chest cavity. And of course, part of their procedures, they actually have to shut down your heart. Okay, so there's just artificial means that are keeping your body going. But the heart is actually, it's not beating. It's stopped. And so obviously he watched them begin to repair her heart. So obviously once the repair was made, once her heart was fixed, they want to make sure that heart restarts before they close up the chest cavity. Except they couldn't get it to start back up. They couldn't get the heart to restart. Now, the pastor witnessed this. The doctor actually got down on his knees and said, "Mrs. Johnson, this is your doctor. We have fixed your heart. We have repaired it. There is nothing wrong with your heart. Mrs. Johnson, if you can hear me, I need you to tell your heart to beat again." And her heart began to beat. So Danny Gokey just looked into the camera, and it's a beautiful interview if you want to just plug in Let Your Heart Beat Again story behind. Danny Gokey goes on to say, "The great physician has fixed your heart and mine." You know, sometimes we allow the voice of the enemy to whisper louder than the voice of our Father. It seems like some of these voices tell us that we will never recover from that situation, or what that person did, we'll never be able to forgive them. But I'm here to let you know you can forgive again. You can get back up again. You can move forward with your life. Danny continued, "The lady had to come into agreement. The heart was repaired. God has fixed your heart, but you and I, we have to come in agreement with God. Danny explains that when he looks back on the pain of his past, he says, you know, it does not sting like it used to. Instead, I look back and I see what the Lord has done. And I know he wants to do the same for you. He wants you to begin to hope again. He wants you to believe again. He wants you to trust again. The great physician, our Father, through Jesus Christ, wants you to tell your heart to beat again. Which, of course, made me think of this verse. I'm just going to reposition this instead of keep playing with it. Get my hair out of the way here. And I think that's part of the problem. I can't get my hair back. Okay, well, we're just going to flip it over. I'm going to look ridiculous, and that's okay. So, Well, there's a thought. Cousinette at your service. So, okay. Okay, there we go. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you. The old is gone. Live life. This is what I felt him saying to me. The old is gone. Live life as the new creation I made you to be when you gave your heart to me. Oh, blessings. You know, this is wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Oops, except I'm getting this. Oops. Okay. Well, we'll just do a loose. I'm catching the cord in the back, so we'll see if that works. Oh, there we go. Okay. The old is gone. Live life as the new creation I made you to be when you gave your heart to me. You have a new heart, a new spirit. My spirit lives in you now. Let go of the old. You don't live there anymore. Oops, gotta go back. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Let go of those memories that paralyze, and they can be good or bad. That keep you circling in the hurts, the disappointments, the bondage of the past. Hand them over to Jesus. Receive his healing. Receive his love. And I gave a sneak preview, but tomorrow we're going to be celebrating little Miss Sophie Kate's second birthday, our granddaughter. This was her 2 years ago. Two years ago tomorrow. And you know what? I can tell you right now, one of the first things I said was, you know what, Lord? I prayed for this baby. Why are we going through this? What's going on here? You know, I mean, I've prayed for her. We had family praying for her. It wasn't just me. And I don't have special prayers above everybody else. But there were just so many people praying for this this pregnancy, this delivery. And, Lord, I don't quite understand, but I trust you. And you may not be able to see very well with the black and white, but this is our little Sophie Kate today. From all of that previous picture, you know, her getting scooped up and, you know, all the tubes and the monitors and, you know, the emergency transport down to Green Bay, and, you know, they even drilled into her leg bone, and she had an IV in her head, and, you know, out of all of that, she has one tiny little scar on her neck. Now, you know, there are two ways of looking at a scar. You can look at it as a negative. Ugh, yeah. Couldn't believe what we went through. Or you can look at it as a positive. You know what? God healed her. God healed all of us, brought us through, and brought us to a deeper intimacy with him. Because you know what? We could only rely on him. Even though we had, you know, the best medical, in the end, it was up to him. And I trusted you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's also the nail-scarred hands of Jesus. And those scars remind us of the incredible price he paid for you. He paid for me. That we might have life, and life more abundantly. That we might have freedom in him. Brings me to another favorite verse. You know, I have a lot of favorite verses actually in the book of Isaiah. So, but and in Zephaniah here too, which are just, you know, Zephaniah is kind of a heavy book. And here is this beautiful verse out of there. The Lord your God, in your midst, the mighty one will save. Picture this. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. You know what? That's the God I know. I know him up here, and I know him in here. That's the God I know. That's the Jesus I trust. That's the Holy Spirit I want working in me, with me, and through me to bless others, to tell the good news of Jesus, to share his love with others. So now's the challenge for you. I hope that as the Holy Spirit just speaks to your heart this week, that you will just ponder these questions. What do you believe about him? Again, not head knowledge. You know, we can all, we can give some basics about God, okay, about Jesus. What do you believe about him in here? What comes to mind when you think about him? Do you trust him? Again, going back to those questions, at all times, good times, bad times, things are looking pretty bleak, you still going to trust him? Will you partner with him? Will you partner with him? You know what? You need to tell your heart to beat again. He needs your cooperation. We need to be in partnership with him for our freedom. You see, he already gave us the freedom. It happened here 2,000 years ago. But we have to allow it to come into our lives. We have to say, yes, I accept it. Because he doesn't push his way in. It's done. But now it's our victory. You just have to accept it and say, yep, yep, Lord, yes. And not only for yourself, but for others. That's what the Great Commission is about. That's what Bob Lenz is wanting us to share. You know what? We've got some really good stuff here that we need to share about Jesus, okay? He's the Savior of the world. Praise God. So it's about driving a stake in the ground. Again, for what you know him to be in here. He is truth. And if you're a little unsure of something, you know what? You can pray about it. You can go to his word. It's good. It's good. Oops, I gotta go back one. So, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free. The capital M, me, is Jesus. The small M, me, is you. It's with the Holy Spirit working in us. To share. This, I've heard it said that this verse right here, you know, this is Jesus walking into the synagogue, picking up the book of Isaiah and speaking these words and then saying, you know, and today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. He came. And now it's our turn to share what has already been done for us. It's already been done for us. Praise God. Now, if you're here today, and of course I'm speaking, you know, we're going to go out and, you know, talk about Jesus. For what? We don't get a star by our name. No, it is about sharing his love with others. But maybe you don't even know him yet. It's okay. You're in the right place. Maybe you haven't said yes to that gift that he wants to give you. His gift of love, his gift of freedom. Do you want to? He wants you to. He created you. He created you in love. He created you to be loved, to love others, to love him, to be in relationship with him and with others. Will you accept his gift? It's good. It's good. I'm going to pray right now, and I'm going to pray in such a way that you can pray after me, and if you're just, your heart can agree, up to you, no pressure, you can just pray after me, okay? So if you could just, you know, kind of, yeah. Do whatever it takes to just kind of get into being by yourself right now. So the Holy Spirit can just speak to your heart, okay? No manipulation, no pressure. It's just a free gift. God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me, for taking away my sin through your death and resurrection. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life to be my Lord and Savior. I look forward to living my life in you and you in me. Thank you for my precious gift of life and freedom in you. Praise God. And if anybody, if this is new to any of you, you know what? I'm available. Any of the worship team, whoever you feel comfortable with, turning to your neighbor. If you have any questions, seek us out. You know what? He's a good, good Father. You can trust him. He loves you.